going to do both the reading and the introduction.
May we turn in our Bibles to the book of 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 19 through the remainder of the chapter. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose, and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die, and said, It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him, and said unto him, Arise, and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals, and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time, and touched him, and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose, and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. And he came thither unto a cave, and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said unto him, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord, God of hosts. For the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said unto him, Go, return unto thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And Jehu the son of Nimshi shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay. And him that escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. So he departed thence, and found Elisha the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th, and Elijah passed by him, and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen, and ran after Elijah, and said, Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. And he said unto them, Go back again, for what have I done to thee? And he returned back from him, and took a yoke of oxen, and slew them, and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen, and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose, and went after Elijah, and ministered unto him. We turn to the next portion, which is in 2 Kings chapter 2. Second Kings 2, starting at verse 11. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire, and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and smote the waters, and said, Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elijah went over. And so I've been asked by the brethren to open this session. I think, you know, what just happened can help to contend to, you know, shake us, but I think that the Lord is in the midst, and he'll help us to overcome. I think that, you know, when it says in James that Elijah was a man of like emotions as unto us, and I think that we see that here in chapter 19, where, you know, previously we had seen Elijah, wherever he went, he was led by the Lord. He was told to go to the brook, and he went to the brook. He was told to go to the widow, and he went to the widow. He was told to present himself to Ahab, and he went to Ahab. And here in chapter 19, we see him fleeing for his life, running in a direction, moving himself not in accordance with what he had heard from the Lord, but rather focusing upon himself. And I think that, you know, the scripture here it's a very powerful lesson, I think, for us all to learn that, you know, we all in our own lives have experienced so many blessings from the Lord. If we were to look back on our lives, you know, the song that says, count your many blessings, name them one by one. I think that if we were to write down all the ways in which the Lord has blessed us, you know, we would run out of paper and our hands would get tired doing that activity. And I think that Elijah here, having, you know, seen the power of the Lord in raising the widow's son, having seen the provision of the Lord in being fed by a raven, having seen the power of God in the fire coming down from heaven and the destruction of all of Baal's prophets, in the midst of that, you know, having experienced the power and the mercy and the love and forgiveness of God, you know, how easy it is for us to forget. How easy it is for us to, rather than remember, you know, what the Lord has done for us, instead go in a different direction. You know, when one is seeking a job, you know, the first thing that they ask for is your resume. And the reason why employers ask for a resume is because the thought is that the greatest predictor of future behavior is past behavior. And similarly, you know, how many of us have experienced the blessing and the love of the Lord in the past, you know, that is just indicative of all that he would want to bless us moving forward into the future. And I think that when we look, you know, there's a very nice parallel here between when we look at the Apostle Peter, who would have come out of the boat and was initially walking on water, but when he looked at the waves and the billows and all of the situations around him and lost sight of the one who had given him the ability to walk, it was then that he began to sink. So I think that there's a very challenging word here for us to never lose sight of all that the Lord has done for us, for us to always be intimately aware with what he's brought us into, and to believe him when he says he'll take us forward into the future. And I think the second passage that we looked on, the actually ascension of Elijah, I think there's many deep truths here, and I don't want to speak too long, because I, you know, would love the brethren to get an opportunity to discuss these things, but how beautiful is it that, you know, Elisha being left is now left to represent the man ascended into heaven? And how similar that is for us here, having learned from the Lord that we might be able representatives of him who has now arisen into heaven. So we just, you know, may the Lord add many more blessings as we continue to read this passage.
Let us be slow in accusing Elijah of being a coward, because we just demonstrated that ourselves.